Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser from Kingdom Works here. It is really good to be with you again. I hope you're enjoying the programs. A great pleasure to bring programs to you with some people doing some magnificent things around our region, sometimes around the nation and nations. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us, get in touch with us. We'll link you up with some of the people that we've had on the programs, and I'm sure they would be stoked to hear from you, as I would. So be sure to email me. That'd be great. You're going to love my special guest today, Sue Hodges. It's fantastic to have you with us on the Kingdom Works program today.
Thanks, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm just, want to say thank you for inviting me to come in.
Well, it's I'm so glad I locked you in. I mean, you're a hard lady to get a hold of. I mean, you know, you're buzzing around the state and the nation. Now, you work in your day-to-day world, you work with the Salvation Army.
That's correct.
And what does that role look like?
Yeah, so I'm the Divisional Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Engagement Coordinator. And
that's a long title, but yes.
It's huge. So the sorts of things that I do there is I build resources to be able to build the capacity of our Salvation Army personnel so that they can make employment Plus, Salvo Stores, any mission expressions out there culturally safe for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Brilliant. You said that. And you educate as well ministers and Christian leaders in this path as well.
Yeah, that's right. So once a year we might take core officers, or actually not core officers per se, but core officers in training, cadets and lieutenants, and those people who are in training through Eva Burrows College, we take them on country. We run them through a program called the Australians Together, and we take them out on country and we give them experiences in Aboriginal Christian churches, and we just Brilliant. Let them know how they can support our people in their churches from an Aboriginal perspective.
Yeah, brilliant. And so for our listeners who can't see you face to face, but obviously can hear you and your role, you're an Indigenous woman.
Yeah, so you want me to tell them that I'm only 4'10".
Indigenous woman, loves the Lord.
Yep.
With a good sense of humour.
Yeah, that's it.
4'10".
You got
it.
You got to have
a sense. I didn't think you're that tall.
No. Well, you're not.
I
much,
feel like a giant next to you because I'm about 5 foot nothing myself.
Oh, come on, come on.
Hey, brilliant. Well done, you Sue. I mean, I've ran into you and across your path in a number of different Christian functions and prayer gatherings and so on for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's a great joy to know a number of Indigenous people that love the Lord passionately, sweet spirited, and you are right up there in that category. So it's wonderful to know you. Now, with all that, let's just put that on the shelf now. Your role with the Salvation Army, because pre Salvation Army, you've been involved in a ministry for decades.
Yeah.
Called Kairos.
That's exactly right.
Kairos Ministry, and some of our listeners would be familiar with that phrase, Kairos Ministry. Describe what Kairos Ministry is for listeners.
So, look, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Kairos is a Greek word, meaning in God's time. And we know that people come to know the Lord in God's time. And when we ask women to come to weekends, it's normally in God's time, so Kairos time. And we take them away on weekends and we just offer them lots of surprises. We offer them lots of talks from people who've been in the situation of supporting someone in prison. And, you know, we normally invite women who are 20 or over because the conversations are really quite mature and the experiences that they have and their emotional and their spiritual well-being does actually start to blossom over over the couple of days that we've got them. So we'll get them to come in on a Friday afternoon, and we let them loose on Sunday, and it's usually at that point when they don't really want to go home.
Yeah,
they are just feeling totally blessed and feeling like, wow, I have found my people.
So for just to clarify this, because some of us would connect Kairos with in-prison ministry, but you specialise, and this portion of Kairos ministry specialises with women that are affected by friends or relations that are incarcerated.
That's correct, yeah. So we also, just to kind of expand on that, these people may not have heard about Kairos until after their family and friends have been released, but that doesn't negate them from being able to come. So they can still come, and the program is run out in the community. And, you know, we've had a number of different locations around the Hunter where we've taken our guests. Now, we normally have invitations for up to 20 women. Can't really take any more than that.
20 women in one room's hands full.
And you know what? We'll have a team of around 34, 35 people.
Okay, so that's really important. Okay, so it's almost, it's more than one-on-one. There's a lot of attention given to these women.
Exactly. And, you know, these ladies, we don't expect them, well, we don't want them paying anything for their weekend.
Yeah,
we even offer to pick them up and take them home, and we don't want them to have financial as a barrier to stop them from coming to our weekends.
And so when you do these weekends away, what does it look like? I mean, I'd imagine some, for the first time, might be pretty nervous.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine some are carrying lots of pain and trauma.
Yes.
You know, disappointment, hurt, and loss and grief, all this sorts of stuff as well. Because you mentioned on Sunday, when you let them loose, they don't want to go. So obviously there's a big portion of time that's very transformative for them in their journey. What's the initial... When you meet them for the first time on that Friday evening, what's your observation?
So, you know, it could have already have been a year or two that they have declined an offer to come to Kairos.
That's a really important point. Just because you get rejected the first time, if you keep inviting or keep asking...
Eventually.
That's a really important point. That's a great encouragement for some listeners right here and now.
Yeah, so there may be people who might say, no, I'm sorry, not this time, I've got something on. But, you know, we keep them on our books and we call them back in the following years, and eventually they do come. And it's just when you see them come in on the Friday, they're still very hesitant. They don't know who we are, what we're doing. They don't know what to expect. They're in an environment where, you know, we're asking them to put their phones away. We're asking them to just be vulnerable, and that's a very scary thing. And, you know, when you think about women who've been supporting their loved one and their family in prison, there's always those calls that they may be expecting. So just for a couple of hours, we're asking them to hand it over, and, you know, we just see that start to dissolve. We start to see the hearts open up. We start to see the smiles on the faces, and the little sparkle in the eye starts to come through on the Saturday, when it's like there's this real humble sense of trust. And it's just really the Holy Spirit that works on that weekend. So it's great to be able to see that on the Friday, when we've got hesitation, and that flower starts to open up on the Saturday and the Sunday.
That's beautifully described, actually. Hey, if you just joined us, it's Rick Prosser here from Kingdom Works. My special guest today is Sue Hodges. Works for the Salvation Army, is the Aboriginal Torres Strait Engagement Officer, educating and specialising in Indigenous advice and consulting and training for the salvos. But right now we're talking about Kairos ministry. How long has it been you've been involved in Kairos ministry?
I've been involved in Kairos ministry since 2009, Rick.
What was it that got you involved?
Well, 2007 I was asked to go on a weekend and I declined. 2008,
why were you asked?
So at that time, my brother was in prison.
Okay.
And on and off, and being the eldest in the family, it was a responsibility for me to be able to support him while he was in prison, which meant going and visiting him in prison, supporting him when he went to court, being able to help provide some money when he needed it, buying him clothes, those sorts of things. So I'd supported him in jail, and he would go in and he would come out, and we would support him at home for a while we could tolerate that, because that was a real challenge on its own. But I didn't think that I was a candidate to be able to come to Kairos.
So kept getting invites. And finally you relented.
Yes, I went, probably get them off my back, I think I will go.
Did you understand who they were?
No, I was totally confused. I was totally confused. Who invites women away on a weekend and pays for it and feeds them? Like, who does that?
Yeah. Well, let's
and I didn't have to pay for anything. Like, who does that? So I went, and it was just that 2009. I remember distinctly, I must have cried all weekend, because I felt like everyone had experienced what I'd experienced, what it's like to support their loved one when they're in jail. Yeah, it was just...
So it was so impactful for you.
Yeah. Yep.
You bought in big time.
Oh, look.
That's a great story,
sir. It was amazing, because I wasn't a Christian when I went.
Really?
And I left a Christian.
Wow.
I left.
Oh, come on.
Asking the Lord to
just drop the mic and walk off the platform now. That's a great testimony.
Yep.
Wow.
I was just overwhelmed.
So you found the Lord.
I did.
Wow.
It was 3:13 in the afternoon, or it might have been 3:15 in the afternoon, on the 13th of September, so my anniversary's coming up. And, I just did the little sinner's prayer in my, under my breath, and just said, Lord, come into my heart.
And that's changed your life dramatically.
I went home and I said, things are going to change. And now me and my husband actually do the outreach together.
Wow.
Yeah. So
he's come to the Lord.
He's come to the Lord. He works in the kitchen, and he blesses the team just by his presence and just the things that he can do to support the ministry.
That is a great story. Sue, how can people support this ministry or get involved?
Well, we would love to direct people to go to kairos.org.au on the web. So just Google it.
Yep.
Everyone can Google it and have a look at all the events that are coming up. There's a prayer vigil on there that people can sign up to pray for this ministry. If you live in the Hunter Central Coast, we would encourage you to reach out to us, and the details are there on the website. And we would just welcome you with open arms to come and join us in this ministry.
And so people can offer prayer support. They can help out on events and volunteering.
Yeah, look, put a Bunnings apron on. Put an apron on and come and sell a sausage at the Bunnings barbecue for us.
Everyone loves
Why not?
Bunnings
come to
sausage.
Our reunions, because come to our Excuse reunions me. And meet us and have a meal with us, and just listen to the testimonies of the lives that have been changed through this wonderful ministry.
And obviously people can financially support what's happening as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Sponsor ladies to get the weekends away that end up, they find the Lord, they get transformed, and look what happens.
If you're a pastor out there and you're listening to this this interview today, can I encourage you to think about inviting one of us from Kairos to come and talk at your church? Can I encourage you to reach out and ask how you can make a donation? Now, on the website, there is a donation button that people can click on, and anything over $2 is tax deductible. This is something that the government should probably be sponsoring, but I would just encourage anyone who wants to see lives changed, who wants to see transformation, to get on board and donate. If there's nothing else you want to do, pray, donate. They are two big things we need.
And if you want to get in touch direct with Sue, go to our website as well.
Yep.
We'll link you up. Yep. I think I'm going to go to our church, and I think we're going to do something. Absolutely. This is a really worthy thing.
Thank you, Rick.
Tremendous outreach to people in the margins.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're carrying responsibilities, as you were with your brother and for your brother.
Yep.
On behalf of your family.
Well, you know, my brother actually passed away in 2011, and it was the Kairos ladies who nursed me through that very difficult stage. Now, I know the Lord was carrying me, but, you know, one of the Kairos ladies turned up with a nice bunch of flowers and said, "Where's your kettle? Wow. I'll make you a cup of tea." Wow. And I'll never forget that. I will never forget that. But thanks for having me today, Rick. It's a pleasure. I love listening to you on the radio, the wireless, and it's just
wireless.
Great that you could get me to come in and talk about this thing that I'm so passionate about.
Well, thank you for being so passionate about this, because this is a big deal, and I feel that the church has been a little bit preoccupied with getting the city into the church rather than the church into the city.
Mm.
And this is exactly what you're doing, going, inviting, welcoming, loving on, and ministering to people that many people wouldn't be in touch with. And so congratulations to you, the whole team, and all the volunteers that are involved with Kairos.
Yep.
Very significant. Congratulations and well done to you.
Thank you, and bless you heaps. And just remember our Bible verse, Matthew 25:36, you were in prison and we visited you.
Yeah, beautiful. I've got nothing else to say. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you'll find us. You can subscribe to our e-news, hop on our website, and we'd love to keep you informed with what's happening in and around the region. It's been great being with you. I look forward to joining you again soon. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.